This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, ethanol has had quite a roller coaster ride these past few years, whether it's been the battle to get access year-round or the fiasco after we finally got it and the courts overturned it. Now we're battling once again with an administration that promised to do right by the industry but has done nothing but patch jobs and stonewalling the first 3 years of its term. We hear from Growth Energy and the EPA coming up next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
At the NAFB convention in Kansas City, we had the chance to catch up with both the EPA and Emily Score of Growth Energy. The first thing I did was ask Score about the status of the Midwest bipartisan governor's petition for year-round E15. The EPA is roughly 500 days overdue on their legal deadline to make a decision.
You know, I think like so many things in Washington, it's getting hung up on the politics. And so we are pressing EPA very hard. I think it's really important, quite honestly, going into next year of all years. It's a presidential year, presidential election year. And you don't want an administration that has had multiple years of E15 sales year round to not have that next year. There's no reason that they can't get this opt-out rulemaking out. We really need it out by the end of the year. So the fuel supply has time to react and prepare. And so we're pushing really hard, making sure that the administration understands, guys, this is incredibly important, and you have a statutory obligation to make sure that this comes to fruition.
We talked about the legal situation with the attorneys general in Iowa and Nebraska suing to get answers to why this delay is still going on. Legal action is still pending at this time, but the clock is ticking on the Environmental Protection Agency.
The state AGs in Iowa and Nebraska have said to EPA, we will potentially sue you if you guys don't take action. And so there's an upcoming schedule to move that through the courts. And so the question is, are they going to follow through? Is there going to be litigation? Is there going to be some type of settlement with DOJ, maybe kind of a consent decree that sets a timetable? We at Growth Energy, we used that approach to get the RFS finalized, both for the set and the reset. So we're familiar with what that takes on the legal front. And so, hopefully that's another way that we can push to get some answers soon.
Well, let's shift gears a little bit here. Look at sustainable aviation fuel. I was just at a meeting last week in Iowa where Iowa corn and Iowa soy were talking about the potential there, which crop, of course, may.
When I asked Rob Schneider of EPA in Washington to give us an update from their perspective, he said they're still trying to figure things out.
And we're working through that rulemaking process even as we speak, and hopefully we'll have some updates in the coming weeks about that. The way that the Clean Air Act is structured, there are certain prohibitions on higher than E10 blends in the summertime. And so because of air quality questions, if you will, there have been bills introduced in Congress, because this is that's a legislative issue. There have been bills introduced in Congress that would enable year-round E15 sales. Now, that's out of the purview of EPA. If Congress decides to pass those bills, that would amend the Clean Air Act to allow that. We're working with the authorities that we have.
The only thing that they do agree on is that if Congress would act, it would make things a lot simpler. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.